This is our devotional commentary for Luke chapter 18. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?' He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack: sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." And Peter said, "See, we have left our homes and followed you." And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this life and in the age to come eternal life." And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Reading through Luke 18 made me think of Casting Crowns' song, "Nobody." Perhaps you'd like to take a minute to find the song and check out the lyrics, because today's chapter has an interesting mix of nobodies and somebodies. Luke arranges this material in such a way that we are given an answer to a very important question, namely, what kind of people can approach God? Who is warmly welcomed by Jesus, and who isn't? We find many surprises. At the end of the chapter, a blind beggar is calling out to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And everyone rebukes him. He is told in no uncertain terms to be quiet and stay back. Here is a social outcast, a nobody. But Jesus hears his cries, calls the blind man to himself, and restores his sight. Verses 35 through 43. At the beginning of the chapter, Jesus tells a parable about the persistent widow, another nobody. The hard-hearted judge doesn't care about her case, but she keeps coming to him, eventually wearing him out. And Jesus says, "How much more then should we always pray and not lose heart, since we pray to a God who does care about injustice and oppression?" Verses 1 through 8. On another occasion, a religious leader and a tax collector both approach God in prayer. Only one finds favor, and it's not the one we would think. Tax collectors were despised by the Jews, while Pharisees were highly respected. Yet the tax collector, not the Pharisee, leaves justified before God. Verses 9 through 14. When people start bringing their babies to Jesus, the disciples try to prevent them. Couldn't these parents see that the little ones were a distraction, an unwanted and noisy interruption? The adults are trying to listen to Jesus, and his time is valuable. But Jesus says, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Verses 15 through 17. Then we meet a rich ruler who approaches Jesus wanting eternal life. Here's a somebody, according to the world standards, a wealthy and influential person. But he walks away sad when Jesus tells him to sell all his possessions, distribute the proceeds to the poor, and follow him. Verses 18 through 23. So, who are the ones warmly welcomed into God's presence? The people others are telling not to come. Those who have nothing to offer. A widow, a tax collector, infant, and a blind beggar. Meanwhile, a religious leader and a rich ruler go home still separated from God. So the somebodies, who proudly appeal to their own merit, are condemned. The nobodies, who humbly look to Christ and plead for mercy, are saved. Be a nobody. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.